Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Marquise Munson is an absolute stud with the music he brings us back with. Robbie Stanley alongside Justin Beasley here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And our next guest, he truly is the best. I mean, he is the best of all time. It is Terry Crisp, Preds TV analyst, joins us now by phone. Crispy, what's going on, my man?
Well, not a whole lot this morning. I said my coffee is tasting great. Up and saw that we jumped back up in the race again with the boys in the playoff spot. And other than that, it's a good day so far.
Terry Crisp is brought to you by Highland Group. And Crispy, before we get started into the game last night, let me wish you a congratulations being inducted into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. It was really cool to watch that video that FS Tennessee put out yesterday of your surprise induction. What was that moment like for you, and what does it mean to you to be inducted into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame?
Well, I got to be honest with you. When we're in the middle of our broadcast meeting, which we have every morning, the day of the games, go through some stuff we want to do and talk over and whatnot. And when Pete Weber came in with Brad, I said, what the heck is Pete Weber? He never walks into the middle of our thing. You know, Pete never does that, and he never brings a guy in with him. And he walks in and says, Crispy, I've got a gentleman here, and he just wanted to meet you and just wanted to have a couple words with you. I don't know. Okay, I see. It doesn't look like a policeman. But that's okay. So then when Brad was finished telling me, and I was about halfway through when he said it, I started looking around the table, because don't forget, I'm sitting at this table with Hal Gill, Chris Mason, Willie Donick, Kara, and Lindsay, and Cole. And I thought, okay. Nice joke, guys. You punked me. You got me. It's a nice joke and whatever. And they're all, and they got that dozy grin on their faces that, you know, like, ah, we got you. Then I realized that Brad was serious. And it didn't set in right then. I didn't really click this to what he said. And when it did click, for the first time, you guys know me, in a long time, and Lindsay said it's the first time she's ever seen it happen, I didn't have any words. I didn't know what to say then. Like, usually I'm pretty good at something coming out, but afterwards I was telling Brad and him, I got to say it's an honor, and I'm privileged, and I'm going in with Mr. Corbin, Tim Corbin, the coach, and Jeff Fish and the other people that are already in. But it's sort of, when I got home thinking, you know, it's neat, and I like it mainly because it sort of represents the Nashville Predators organization. And they were the vehicle that brought us here and gave me a chance to. My wife and I spent 21 years here when we came to do one game. And it reflects the fact that if I'm going in, I'm representing that whole organization and the chance it gave us and what we've all done, everybody in that organization from day one to now, to gain the foothold we got in the community. So to me, that's what it represents. And I'm thankful for it and proud of it.
Crispy, if you would have told 15-year-old Terry Crisp, good old Ontario boy, that one day he's going to end up in the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame, what would you have said?
They'd have said, back then when I was 15, I don't think you could smoke that stuff. I don't think it was around.
Well, Crispy, obviously the game last night ended in about as dramatic as fashion as you could see, particularly in a regular season game. What was that like to watch that game? And how much can a win like that, in the way that the game was won, propel the Predators as they move forward, man, down the stretch here?
I got to tell you, my hand's still sore. I hit that desk so hard when they scored their goal. poor Lindsay, she jumped, and I was so mad when I hit it because it worked so hard to get back in. When they got that goal, I was just fuming. And I still bear it, and suddenly, with the 0.1 second to go, when Grannon jams that one home, Lindsay, she whacks me in the shoulder about three times. She's so excited. She's just jumping. And I said, okay, now we're even, Lindsay. I scared the heck out of you. You smacked the heck out of me. And we're going into overtime. And when he scored in overtime, then I was ready for Lindsay. I said, no, my shoulder's still sore. It was one of those nights where, and the fans were just, like, I've heard them loud. And I've heard our fans raucous and whatnot. But we were sitting in the concourse. When we tied it up, I didn't think you could hear. Could get any louder. And then when Grannon jams home that, or fires that little overtime goal, then it just took the roof right off it. So, and our fans have been waiting for that for a while, for something to really get loose with.
Crispy, I know in the broadcast last night you guys, you know, mentioned, you know, thank God we didn't trade Mikael Granlund at the trading deadline. What has he meant to this team, especially since the coaching change to John Hines? 11 goals certainly is making a difference of late.
Yeah, and you know, when he did that, and then what he's done in the last few games, and I was sitting there after the games, you know, I worked for a GM, a very smart GM at one time. He said, you know, some of the best moves that we as GMs make are the ones that we don't make. And this obviously turned out, because we all know that Granlund's name had been battered around enough for, was he going to become a free agent and we're going to trade him? And David Poile, as per usual, doesn't do knee-jerk things and sat tight with his team and had... And Granlund, I think, whatever happened, and when John Hines came in and tweaked a few things around, and then whatever he talked with Granlund about, it worked. And now he's playing like the player that when we got him, we were told that he was capable of doing. And that's a great plus for us right now coming down. He's playing like he is. Smitty's playing like he is. Bonino's doing his job, what he does. Grimaldi. And the ones that, you know, that they're expecting are now doing it.
Absolutely. And some of the top-line guys, though, are not. Like, you know, Philip Forsberg, Mikael Grant, not Mikael Grant, Philip Forsberg, some of the top guys. What can John Hines do to get those guys more involved, you know, like Ryan Johansson and the top guys, to see more production out of them than we've had in the past?
You know what, in all honesty, I think John Hines has done a marvelous job of trying that, and has been a coach for 20 years plus. He has tweaked, moved, given him every chance. And I think right now it boils down to the fact that the names that you're mentioning, they've got to do it themselves. They have to know it. They have to realize it. And the time for just mouthing platitudes now is over. Or for saying, you know, yeah, I know I have. That time is over. We're coming down a stretch run where every point is needed by this hockey club. And last night I thought that Philip Forsberg played one of his best games I've seen in a while, and he was the Philip of old. He was playing with a chip on his shoulder, and he was playing with grit, and he was laying the body on guys. He hit about three or four guys in the corners. He got that rear end, and remember, he puts the rear end to them, controls the puck. He was doing that. He was getting to the net. He made that great pass, that great play to Granlund for the tying goal and whatnot. So that was a big plus last night, watching him come now. Because a couple of the other ones get a hold of it, we're back in business. But again, I'm going to say it, it rests in their hands. You can only lead them so far, then they've got to take charge of it.
Crispy, last thing for you here. We all know how important goaltending has been for this team throughout really the history of their franchise. I thought Saros was fantastic last night, and the way that he and Rene are playing right now has got to be encouraging for this group moving forward.
You know, we're blessed with two goaltenders, Rene and Saros. And I said so many times in the early days, yes, we won the game, but we won it simply because either Rene or Saros coming down the stretch run had made so many point-blank saves. And I said it last night that this has to change. I mean, you can't run that wagon forever. They have been pulling our chestnuts out of the fire. Now the guys have to, and Coach Hines has said this last night. He said, we had too many odd man rushes, way too many odd man rushes last night. You have to give the other team some credit. But we also, You have too many point-blank scoring chances. I don't think any other goaltender that we've met, played against, has had to stop the point-blank chances from our team that our two goaltenders have done for us. So right now we're in the hunt because we are blessed to have Saros and Rene.
Well, Crispy, once again, congratulations on your induction into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. I know for a lot of people my age, you and Pete Weber were what we grew up on watching hockey and really introduced us to a game. So thanks for all you've done for our city, for this organization, and it's truly well-deserved, my friend.
Well-deserved.
Thank you so much. And like I said, I'm very, very honored.
Terry Criss, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. Crispy, have a good day. And just a wonderful human being, Terry Criss. Well-deserved honor to get into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. Terry Criss, brought to you each week at this time by Hylett Group. You could tell that Crispy in that reaction yesterday was very moved by being inducted into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. And it's a heck of a class they've got thrown together now. I mean, they've got him. They've got Tim Corbin was inducted yesterday as well. Jeff Fisher was inducted as well. So really cool things going on right now at the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame.
Not a bad class. And it's funny because I was watching last night and it said, you know, he said, I got nothing to say. And then they just cut it off. And you don't know if there's something said after that.
Oh, I'm sure
doesn't need to
been.
Be broadcast. It could have been. But he genuinely was like, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know if it's a cop, law enforcement. He had no clue what to think. And that's really the best kind of surprise, is just one that totally caught off guard by.
Absolutely. And when we come back, we're going to continue the Preds discussion. Crispy hit on the goaltending aspect of it there as well. That's been huge for the Predators. We'll get into that a little bit more as of late. But first, ESPN 102.5 The Game is hitting the road for a Preds game. This year it's off to Columbus to cheer on the Preds as they take on the Blue Jackets at Nationwide Arena on Saturday, March 14th. Tickets are on sale now, so to purchase those, visit thegamenashville.com. The trip is organized by Simply a Fan. Visit simplyafan.com for other upcoming sports adventures. Transportation for the trip provided by Gray Line of Tennessee. We'll be back next to talk about the Preds. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Justin Beasley from News 4 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.